Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Can you tell me about all the first aid? It's your first aid.
Hey guys,
welcome back everybody to We Didn't Read It. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I'm good. Let's think. What?
You're graduating?
I'm graduating college this
week. Graduating college.
On Saturday and then also on Sunday because there's two ceremonies.
Double.
We're going out to eat?
We're going out to eat. My family's coming to town. Mm-hmm. I'm taking grad pictures today. Not that anybody cares.
Grad photos, that's a big to-do.
Well, not really.
No?
I'm not taking it that seriously.
Follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram if you want to see the pics. And then like it. And then comment, be like, I'm gagged.
I'm gagged. Yeah. These are gorgeous.
Do you have a stole?
What is that?
The stole is like the thing that goes around your... And I think it looks much better with a stole, but I went to go pick up my thing and they're $30.
Mm-hmm. What?
And nobody was looking, so I stole a stole.
Oh,
so I just took
that's
it.
On record.
And very good wordplay.
But I thought it was funny because I stole a stole. But it was $30. $30. And then also I didn't feel bad because I've paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in tuition. So yeah. Like whatever. I'm taking it.
To wear that like one time.
It'll look nice. It'll look nicer
with it.
It's
going to look good.
Yeah.
I hope you don't graduate because they hear this.
So
stop it.
I fully recorded a TikTok of me being like, I stole a stole. And then was like, what if someone's like, she stole something. We can't give her degree.
Also, I think just general rule, don't make TikToks about you stealing things.
Well, I said in the evidence. TikTok, I've given them thousands of dollars. Who cares?
I don't know if that'll hold up in court.
Well,
I paid tuition.
Also, everything I'm saying is a joke.
It's comedy.
Comedy. I'm Kevin Hart.
Today, we didn't read...
The Giver.
I hardly know her.
I saw the movie a while ago. There is a movie, right? I didn't make that up.
Yeah.
Is Jeff Bridges in it?
Is he Big Lebowski?
He's the Big Lebowski.
Yes, he's in it. Taylor
he's
Swift.
An Iron Man.
Yes. He's the Giver. And also, Taylor Swift is in it. He plays... his daughter.
Taylor Swift is in The Giver.
Oh, really?
She's in The
Giver.
Oh,
I remember that.
Really? She played, yeah.
Taylor Swift song.
What year of school was The Giver for you guys?
It was eighth grade for me. We had to read it.
Seventh.
In eighth grade.
I think mine was also.
And that's around when the movie came out, too, because I remember I was like, oh, we have to read The Giver, but the movie was coming out. So I was like, I read the book.
What's y'all's thoughts on when the movie comes out and the books, they change the cover of the book?
To the movie
to the
cover?
Movie poster.
That's
like
silly.
It.
That's silly.
Hey, yeah, it's bogus.
Yeah.
On a fast one.
Maybe they're just trying to increase book sales.
They're like, oh, this is what the characters look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, while I'm reading, I want to imagine Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
As much as I like him.
I like when they put the sticker, like, now a Netflix series, but they keep it the same. And I'm like, okay, so now I know.
You know something cool? When I was in middle school, I read Ready Player One because I thought it sounded cool. And it was before it was even announced that a movie was being made.
Yeah.
So it was, like, one of the few books I, like, read for fun as a kid. And I was like, I'm obsessed with this book. Mm-hmm. And when it became announced, Steven Spielberg is making a movie. I was, like, completely flipped out. It was very exciting for me. Good
did
times
like
for Julia.
The movie?
I enjoyed it. What was interesting was I did a bunch of research on the book because the author was like, this book is not made to be a movie. There's so much copywritten information.
Yeah.
The book is so good. And there's like you would love it. Have you read it?
No.
It's like got the tiniest little video game niche references all through the whole thing. And in the interviews, they're like, we can't use most of this in the movie. So.
Do you know they made a girl version of it where all the references are like My Little Pony?
What?
Yeah, it's like all pink. The cover, it's the same exact book, but just the references aren't like Iron Giant or video games. It's all like girly shit.
Okay.
So maybe reread it so you could understand it.
It was really good. You should read the book. You'd like that.
How did they not get like the copyright? Didn't Wreck-It Ralph have like the whole crew?
But that's also Disney. I think Disney owned.
Oh yeah,
they did have a Pixar lot of, at that point. Crazy stuff. So they had their own IP or they. Oh,
Ready Player Two. That's about me playing video games with my brother.
Because he was always player two.
He was always player two.
He was player two.
I was always player two.
Oh yeah, I was always player two also.
Mm. Oh, I was player one.
So you have an older sibling. You get it.
Older siblings are player one because they go, no, I'm player one. And then the younger sibling becomes nervous about being player one because it's too much responsibility. So you just have to stay as player two forever.
And my sister would always tell her, just go in the bubble for Mario World. I'd be like, just go in the bubble. I'll just do it. Yeah. It's like,
Heath.
All right. Let's start giving.
The Giver takes place in an isolated utopia that has eliminated all pain, fear, war, and racism. Everyone is assigned a family at birth. At age 9, you get your official bicycle. At age 12, you are given your occupation. There is no point in counting one's age after 12, so nobody does. That being said, the elders are always right, and if you break the rules, you will be punished. If you keep breaking the rules, you will be released. There are no animals. There are no instruments. Everyone is the same ethnicity, although Jonas has lighter eyes than everyone else. Jonas's dad is a nurturer. He's basically an L&D nurse who laments that one baby, Gabriel, is failing to thrive and may never be assigned a family. It's the ceremony of 12. Jonas and his friends Asher and Fiona speculate what role they'll be assigned as the chief elder works her way down, ultimately selecting Jonas to be the receiver of memory.
Oh my gosh, guys, what do you think you're going to be?
I don't know.
You're going to be a plumber.
Oh, that's so boring. I want to be a nurturer. I want to work with like the babies.
We need more plumbers.
You're going to be my favorite little guy.
That's my job?
That's right. You're going to hang out with me all the time.
Oh, like I'm your assistant.
But it's going to be fun, though.
Are you giving out jobs right now? This is it happening?
Yes.
And he's your little guy?
He's my favorite little guy.
I'm so excited to be with my new...
me too.
Okay. What? So what is like my job description? Like, what are we...
We're going to hang out a lot. Mm-hmm. We're going to have meals together. We're going to play video games. We're going to go to the basement and play video games and... and you...
That sounds really fun. I'd like to join.
No, you can't join.
Okay, why not?
Because your dad's a cop. You can be a cop.
I have to be a cop?
Yeah, you're going to be a cop just like your old man.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know what I was thinking would be fun is if my buddy Jonas and I
were
both... No?
No, I'm good. And Jonas, you're going to be the giver.
I'm...
The... Giver.
I'm the giver?
Or the receiver.
Whoa, that's so exciting.
Yeah, wow.
That's never happened before.
What does that mean? I've never even heard of that.
I think there's a giver currently, right? Like there's
already
Yeah,
he's the receiver.
Well, there's my favorite little guy currently, but he's getting released.
Well, Jonas, congratulations on becoming the receiver. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. The receiver of what?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be receiving.
Yeah, he's going to. Oh. But so are you. In a different.
Why are you taking your belt off?
It's too tight. I had a big breakfast.
Okay.
Sir, I'm a cop. You need to back up.
God darn it. I shouldn't have made you a cop.
And so the chief elder made Jonas the receiver of memory. He goes to the giver's house at the edge of the community and knocks on the door.
Knock, knock, knock. Where's this guy? I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Hey! Welcome! Are you here to take my awful memories from me?
I'm sorry, sir. You scared me.
Oh, sorry. It's just that I have seen some things.
Okay, hi. My name's Jonas.
Nice to meet you, Jonas.
We just got teleported to a new memory. He can see beautiful clouds and rolls over, and there's a girl laying next to him in the grass.
Hey!
Sorry, what's going on?
We're at Shakespeare in the Park.
Oh, sorry, I must have fallen. I didn't mean to fall asleep.
Hey, who's talking during the show?
So sorry, my date just woke up.
Shut up.
Okay, I'm really sorry.
Pissing me off. All right, I'm gonna go back into the play.
Okay, sorry, sir.
This play fucking sucks.
Maybe that's why I fell asleep. I'm sorry, I forgot what. Your name's Kelly, right?
My name is Kelly.
Okay, yeah.
To be. Yeah. Are you Kelly. Serious?
Oh, okay.
Are you serious right now?
I can't believe he can hear us. We're all the way in the
back. Do you feel embarrassed right now? Because you should.
I have never seen Shakespeare's. Is he saying this to me? Oh.
Jonas, step out of it.
Oh, my gosh.
You took my embarrassment memory.
Where's Kelly?
From my second date in the park watching Shakespeare when Shakespeare got mad at me.
That made me feel something. I'm not familiar with that. What was that, Giver?
That was embarrassment. You did a bad thing.
I don't want to feel that. I don't.
Well, you're going to feel a lot of it. All right, come into my house.
Okay. Wow, this is a beautiful place. Lots of books.
You want another one?
I'm sorry, another
one. Do you want another
memory? I don't want another embarrassment. Can we do
a different
one? I'll give
you a good one. I'll give you a good one. Touch it.
Okay.
Woo!
Oh, this is fun. He's on a roller coaster. Whoa.
All right, time to get off the coaster.
Oh, man, can keep me going. Keep me going around.
You want to go around?
Can I just sit here and go one more time? I don't want to get
off the thing. What they say about the fifth time you go on this coaster.
What?
Things get a little spooky.
Okay. Sure, I'll take chances. I've been on it 4 times already.
All right, good luck.
Fifth time. Fifth time coaster. Woo! Woo!
Ah! Ah!
Oh my god!
Ah!
The coaster just ran over that guy! Ah! Oh my god, there's blood all over me! I'm sorry!
Why'd you ride a fifth time?
I'm sorry!
You fuck! Yeah. You fucked me!
No.
My leg!
Jonas!
Why'd you do that?
Jonas, wake up!
Is there blood on me? Is there blood on me? Okay. That was insane. I wish saw that man in half on that roller coaster.
Oh my god, I gave you my freaky deaky memory.
His blood went all over me. I saw the inside of his stomach.
Oh yeah, that was awful. Oh, come on.
I'm thrown up. Jonas throws up.
Come on. I can see all the colors that are in that.
Colors?
You'll know what they are in a little bit.
Wait, now that you mention it, the memories did look weird. There was like stuff. Like the stuff looked the same, but different. Can you show me more colors?
Yes. Here, check out this edition of Adobe Premiere.
Wait,
here
what?
I have my color board.
Oh, I can't tell what these colors are.
Oh, my God. I guess I'll give you another memory then.
Okay. Oh, I'd rather be drunk, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me, rain.
You're in the Lady Gaga music video.
Rain.
You're a background dancer on set.
Drunk,
Ariana Grande is there.
Cut.
Wait. What did he do wrong?
Yeah, it was terrible.
This dancer.
Oh, sorry.
Hi.
I've just never seen so many colors before. Who are you?
I'm Ariana Grande.
Oh, okay. All right. Don't mean shit to me.
Well, okay, so I'm a singer. Lady Gaga's over there. And so you were not dancing. You were just having a seizure on the ground.
Yeah.
So... You were wasting a lot of money every moment we're not filming.
Have I been having a seizure every time you yell action?
Just about.
Oh,
and then you get up like nothing happened.
I'm so sorry. Wait, can we just try it one more time?
You're doing it with a lot of confidence, though, which is really good.
Guys, we're behind schedule. We can't just... It's the fifth time that we've had this girl.
I'm so sorry.
And every time she seizes, do we just give it one more try and just see?
Is it like a make-a-wish? Or is that... Are you okay? Is this... Were you...
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm keeping up with the dancer. Oh, I guess I'm not.
All right, back to one. Let's just try it one more time.
One more time, and guess what?
Oh, God.
If it doesn't work... By the way, the colors are beautiful here.
Oh, thank you.
And action.
Whoa.
Jonas.
That was so colorful. Who is this Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande? They have such beautiful colors around them.
You'll be seeing a lot more of them, Jonas. Believe me.
I bet. That's...
I'm sorry all my memories are tainted with shame, embarrassment, and shortcoming.
Yeah, what's up with that? I'm sensing... Can I have like a nice, just like normal memory?
Have had a nicer life? Oh, no. I guess it doesn't work like that, Jonas.
Okay. Never mind. Sorry.
I've had about enough of you for one day, Jonas.
Okay.
Go home. Don't tell your parents about this.
I don't even think they could comprehend.
You can lie. You can lie now.
Yeah, I guess I could lie. I mean, I'm sure I could tell them, but they wouldn't even begin to have one sense of what's happening.
We have secrets, you and me, Jonas.
Jonas and the Giver say their goodbyes on a very productive day one. Jonas humming the Ariana Grande tune all the way back to his house. He wants to share his discoveries with his friends, but they can't receive memories. Jonas quickly discovers that Gabriel, that baby that his dad is nurturing, can receive memories and is likely going to be the next receiver of memory. One day he arrives and no one answers the door. He realizes that the Giver is in tremendous amount of pain, lying on the floor and needs help. He asks Jonas to take the painful memory away, and they share that moment, as horrifying as it may be.
Jonas!
Is this a bad time?
Jonas!
This feels like a bad time.
I'm not doing well.
Okay, I'll leave you be.
Don't touch me.
Okay.
I want to transfer it to you. I'm going to transfer it to you.
No, I don't want that.
Please.
Sounds terrible.
No, it'll be good. It's not that bad. It's just bad enough that I think you should experience it. But it hurts
so bad. I think I'm going to come back. So I'll just, okay?
All
right, push. Push. Push.
I hate sled drills. Football practice sucks.
Push.
This is so difficult.
Push the sled drill.
Yeah, coach.
Push.
This sucks.
Son, can you push the sled? I've been screaming push in your ear. Should I get closer? Should I get my lips in your ear to scream push?
I got no problem pushing my sled, coach.
And that's because Jack Reacher. What? Jack Reacher's the best guy we have
on
our team.
That's not fair. We have Jack Reacher on our team. I can't live up to that.
I know, and that's why I'm telling you, son, you gotta push.
Dad, I'm 3'11" and 40 pounds.
Yes, I forgot about that. Yeah. God, it makes it difficult.
Jack Reacher is that. Well, how big are you?
I'm 12.
That's why you should take a smaller sled, son. I got this small sled for you. Try pushing that. It's a little wagon.
Okay, well, this hasn't been super painful yet.
Oh, that's because I'm supposed to take this hammer and decap or get your knees or something like that.
You said decapitate for a second.
Because I mixed it up. I'm supposed to cap your kneecap, your knees or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's hurting me.
His kneecaps came off because I was cracking them.
Like, I really fucked up my knees.
That one wasn't even an emotional, that was just strictly pain.
No, strictly pain. I go there mentally sometimes.
What was that to teach me?
You know, value your knees. You should really be doing, like, weighted squats. Never forget them because it's a difficult part of the body to replace.
So that was like a weightlifting safety memory?
Yeah.
That caused him to roll on the ground screaming.
Honestly, for me, it's more the emotional pain comes from Jack Reacher was always doing way more. He was always bigger and better.
Did anything happen with Jack Reacher or did you never see him again after that, those days?
No, he's around, I'm pretty sure. He does all the big pushing jobs for the state. So.
Knock, 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 knock.
That
I wonder who that could be.
Knock.
Let me go get the door. Oh my God!
Hey, it's me,
Jack.
Hey, Giver. Hey, you never really could bring it to football practice. You couldn't.
No, but I do have things you don't have.
Like what?
You don't know what a color is.
What? Without what?
What a color is. Your skin is gray. My skin is gray to you.
You want one of my memory?
No. I do not want one. I don't want one.
Take one of my memory, please.
I don't want
to. I'm not really sure what's going to happen, to be honest. I've never seen this before.
Oh, he got me.
Okay. They're just over the horizon. That's all. That they're over there. And all we need to do is take out the big bodyguard.
We're at Best Buy.
We just have to take out the bodyguard at
steal.
The top.
I don't want to steal.
I brought a bow and arrow.
I know.
Because no, when I kill someone, I want to feel it. It should be difficult to kill, not easy.
No, this is a bad idea.
Don't take the shot until I tell you, until you get the clear.
I'm guarding Best Buy.
Where is Jack? He's not even in Black Friday.
It's Black Friday. Where's your bow and arrow?
Is this from Jack's perspective? Or is he just in the memory?
Claire, take it!
Oh, my God.
Let's go get that 50-inch!
Did you just shoot me with a bow and arrow?
I body check him. Boom.
Oh, my God.
Let's get that 50-inch. You get the PlayStation 5.
This went off the rails fast. I thought we were just trying to get TVs.
Whoa.
What happened?
I
kind of was just waiting.
I think Jack was just a spectator of an armed robbery at Best Buy.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. This has been cool. Let me know if you need me to push.
How recent was that?
That was Black Friday.
Jeff,
whatever that color is.
We should stay in touch. We should stay in touch. It was great to see you again.
I would love to touch.
Okay. No, that's not what I meant.
Oh, no, it's too late. Wait, I think they already touched.
Oh, no.
I don't like hang gliding with couples.
Well, we aren't really a couple right now.
What?
Let's say we're on a break.
Oh, don't break
horrible
up
time
now.
To book a hang gliding.
We're on a 4-person hang glider.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Can I scoot over? Can I move? Like,
I mean, not really.
If I got under you and you got on top and we flipped over, I think we could switch spots. I just cannot be around him right now.
Yeah. Do you guys have your tickets to the fucking play we're at? The theatrics?
This isn't a play. This isn't drama. This is my life and this is how I feel. You always
have. Guys, we all got to turn.
We have to turn together.
I'm not moving. That's it. I'm just going to hang here with my harness and sort of sit like this.
So we're starting to nosedive.
I don't care. I'd rather die than spend one more second with you.
That is so dramatic.
I planned this whole trip and I brought you there and you're just being so
difficult. Oh my gosh.
Difficult.
I'm so grateful you brought me. You're just like your
About
father.
3 seconds till impact
you know,
here.
God.
I'm just like.
So okay. That's why you're not doing too good.
No.
Okay, right. Yeah.
No. I'm sorry you had to see that.
Oh, that's okay.
It's been crazy at times.
It sounds crazy. Pretty cool, though. How did you get on a couple's hang gliding thing?
Groupon.
Yeah.
Promo code is group.
As Jack Reacher reads off his promo codes, they walk him to the door, kneecaps and all. Later in the book, the giver reveals his daughter was the previous receiver of memory before Jonas, and she quit.
Jonas.
Yes.
Where are you? Jonas, I must be honest with you. The last receiver was my daughter.
That's tough.
We want unions for the receivers.
Yeah. And hey ho.
Sorry,
hey,
these guys are always outside the
giver. Get away.
Has to go.
Hey,
they always do this.
They're very persistent.
I know. It's
what have you
super
done?
Annoying. I don't even know how they even know about me because technically I'm like a secret undercover. Hey. They're conspiracy theorists.
No, we're the pest receivers. Yeah.
We didn't
quit.
You could quit until your daughter did it.
Hey. Oh, the giver should not give the memory to the receiver.
You know what? Fine. I'll give the memory to you, bitch. Boom.
Dad?
Yes, son. You can't go to the sleepover.
Why not?
Because your mother prepared this song. It's 5 hours long. There are bees in her violin.
This is awesome. I'm not even mad, Dad. I can't believe I have such a talented mom.
Oh
no!
I have an heart attack.
Oh,
fuck.
No!
What?
Oh my God.
No, too
many bees, I guess.
They wake up. I'm so sorry. What did he just do to you?
I showed him the memory that caused my daughter to quit.
Hey, ho, ho.
And you're sad, right?
I don't want to do that anymore.
And now you have depression.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Does your daughter have depression?
Well, she did. She's dead now.
Oh.
Because she couldn't handle it. And I just gave her a tiny little heart attack one. Imagine war. Jonas, are you ready to hold all of the memories of war, of death, of pain, of losing a leg, of losing your freaking mind, psychosis? Are you even ready for all that?
Definitely not. Why?
Wait, for real?
Well, I mean, like, that seems like a lot.
Dude, what are we going to do? Someone has to hold the memories. You want a memory?
Oh, yeah,
I'll give you
sure.
a good one.
Is it going to be good?
You want a memory? I'll give you a good one. Oh. How much you got? How much money you got?
You charge people for memories? That seems a little sus, right?
Well,
that seems a little
on the side, depending on the memory.
Mm. Okay.
A guy's got to do what a guy's got to do.
Are you
Look
a cop?
No, I'm not a cop. I'm the giver.
Do you have a name or are you just the giver?
I'm the giver. I'm going to give you a memory.
Okay. Whoa.
Come on. Do the guitar solo.
Oh. I forgot how to do it.
They're abandoned a nudist colony.
Oh, no, we're going to lose the Battle of the Bands. I'm sorry.
Come on.
And the winner goes to the Pleasure City.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I can't believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
It.
Did you speech or you want to say
you
something?
You go first.
Okay, I'll say something. Thank you guys so much. I'm so glad our guitarist was practicing and knew how to play the guitar.
Why'd you choke?
Was that hot or what?
No, it was not hot. It was embarrassing.
Did you give him the wrong one?
No, I gave him the you're in the car at the drive-in movie with the
hot
girl.
That wasn't it.
Oh shit.
I was at the Battle of the Band.
Shit. I keep those right next to each other.
Oh.
Dude,
this guy keeps telling me he's bringing me somewhere and then I go completely somewhere else. It's really frustrating.
I have okay. I'm sorry. I have them in my head in loose compartments, and I don't know where they are, and I just kind of grab one. They just kind of go.
Sort of organized.
Organize them.
Emotions aren't black and white. They're full of their dads.
What else would they be? What else would they be? I don't know.
Emotions, they're, you know, not whatever. I'm the giver. You're the protesters. And he's Jonas.
Heath?
And this is Jack Reacher.
After realizing that there's apparently just a legion of receivers, Jonas decides to leave the community, which would then, by the logic of the book, cause everyone to remember the memories. And then the giver would then help them cope as he has helped Jonas. So Jonas plans to escape. He wanted to fake his death and under cover of night, make it to the outskirts of the community with that baby Gabriel. He's bringing Gabriel, because otherwise Gabriel would have just filled in where Jonas left off. Jonas makes his stealthy escape.
I'm Jonas, and I've got a baby.
And I'm the baby.
We got to get out of here, okay?
Yeah, let's get out of here,
because
man.
You don't know it right now.
It seems pretty good so far.
No, so, yeah, for you.
Holy shit, is that baby talking?
No.
Hi.
Hey, are you checking out this baby? What's going on here?
So I just came to pick him up. I was going to take him on a quick stroll.
Okay, can I see his papers?
Yes, absolutely.
He's got his papers.
Yep.
In his wallet.
Very good boy. That's good.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, this is Gabriel. He's supposed to be here. I don't think he was supposed to be checked out anytime soon.
Well, I mean,
There's got to be something wrong with the paperwork.
No, it's definitely just something wrong with the paperwork.
Yeah, it says he was about to be put down. We're supposed to put him down.
Could have been a typo.
So here's the thing. I was going to just really make it easier on the system, and I was going to put him down myself.
Oh.
So if you would just want to like pass him off to me, I'm going to make it really quick,
sure,
really easy.
Okay.
He seems fine with it.
Can I just grab those keys for a second?
For sure.
Thank you so
here
much.
You go.
So, hey, yeah, just play with the keys.
I'd like to put down my noisy 3-year Jonas.
Hey.
I heard you died.
You heard?
I heard you died.
Actually, I heard from someone else that he died too. You're Jonas.
Yeah.
The receiver.
The receiver.
Who died?
Did I say I'm Jonas? I'm in so I look a lot like him.
You look like you can see colors.
You're picking up your baby friend?
Nice to meet you. I'm Gabriel.
This is Gabriel.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Yeah, Gabriel. Yeah.
Baby.
I don't think thoughts. I should touch that man anymore.
Baby thoughts.
Well, what just happened to him? Why he got all
he
weird?
He just shit himself.
Yeah, what the heck?
Oh no! Oh,
hey, let's make a run for it.
Let's go. We need to go. Oh my gosh! Let me help you clean up your shit, sir.
There's another security in the hall. I got this.
Okay.
So pleasure to meet you.
Oh hey, nice to meet you.
Johnson, what happened to you?
Okay, now we've had enough fun. We need to keep moving.
Should we kill her?
No, oh my God.
What'd you do to Johnson?
She seems fine.
I wouldn't read into it.
Yeah, maybe just like a slow day.
They get younger every year coming out of the academy.
Right?
Good one. Good joke. I didn't even introduce myself. My name's Gabriel.
This is Gabriel, the baby. As amusing as this is, I think it's time we go.
I think we should go. We've been in this. Shut up.
You gotta stop touching people. You gotta stop touching people. That's
all right, you have
much.
My word. You have well, my word. Well, you have my word. Oh, I've made a huge mistake.
The book ends ambiguously. It ends with Jonas just seeing the house from the first memory he ever got from the giver at the end of that toboggan ride. He, with the baby, approaches the house.
Oh, all he raised.
Oh, my God.
Joyful and triumphant.
The baby's singing.
Yeah.
Aunt Meg, come here. Come
okay.
here. The baby's singing.
Holy shit.
Come and behold him.
Pops. Come here, Pops.
Angels.
What is that?
It's a baby. Oh, but it can't talk.
I can only sing beautiful songs.
So is this like a curse on you? Because you can
it's
communicate through song.
Like
is this
Christmas.
Your brother?
No, he's never done this before. This is my friend, baby.
This is your baby friend?
Yeah.
They're carolers.
You've never seen me before, but I've been to this house.
You've been to our house before?
No, an old man did, and I got into his brain, and that's how I've been in the house.
What?
What?
Wait.
I know that sounds ridiculous. It is my baby friend.
Who's your friend?
If your baby sings, we could like we could Alvin and the Chipmunks that. We could like
we
sell
could
that for
the
sure.
Hell out
you
of
could
that.
Make a lot of money.
Want a plane that loops the loop?
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
I want a
it knows.
Hula
it's seen Alvin and the
so
Chipmunks
cool.
Clearly.
Hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Where was this with the guards? We could have used this to get away. Oh,
we'll take the baby. Would you like that?
Take it.
We'll take the baby.
We
off
can
your
take
hands.
The baby off your hands.
No, no.
Ah.
No.
You're in the free world now where capitalism
no,
rules.
No, that's my baby.
Anyway, you guys, you know, we were kind of having Christmas dinner, so you could go on and leave, probably.
Yeah.
Oh!
Well, I didn't even introduce myself, by the way. I'm so sorry.
Okay, it was.
So you must be you? Jonas.
Yeah, Jonas.
And you're Gabriel?
Yeah.
Gabriel.
Yeah.
Gabriel, it's so nice to meet
yeah,
you.
The angel.
Plonk, 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 plonk. Plonk, plonk, plonk.
Hey, James, are you done with those plunk orders I've got?
Nah, I got 50 left.
Okay, keep plunking.
Plonk, plonk.
What are you doing
plonk,
sleeping on the job,
plonk, plonk,
Josephine?
Plonk.
Wake up.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry,
can
sir.
Can you start plunking, please?
Yes.
I got.
How many plunks do we have left?
45.
Did you do the auxiliary ones yet?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Well, here. should I take the, I'll take the flange and you do the plunks?
Yeah, go ahead and all flange right. it. Flunk.
I love watching you guys work together as a team to get this shipment done.
Where's the third guy?
Third guy. Hey, come third guy.
Come on.
Third guy.
Carry your load,
third
man.
Guy.
I got my load.
All right, do it,
get
then.
Off my case,
do
man.
It. If you're going to do it, then do it.
Berg.
Plunk, 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 plunk.
Hey, plunk, what are you doing sitting plunk, here? You're just plunk, freeloading. Plunk. Why don't you get going on the slurps?
Working hard.
Get on the slurps. Plunk, plunk. Can you get the slurps plunk. Going? You got to
yeah,
do 60 plunk. Slurps.
Whoa. Ooh, was that the baby's memory? I think the baby worked in a factory.
It's a hard knock life.
No, you can't. You can't save it.
It's a hard knock life.
You can't go back on this.
The novelty's wearing.
Yeah, as the sound of Gabriel's angelic voice fades out in the distance as we leave Jonas and the baby to their new life, and that's the giver.
We did it.
We didn't read it.
Got a little hairy there in the end.
Boy. Yeah.
I was literally trying to think of a hip-hop rap song, but I couldn't, because I was like, it'd be funny if the baby started rapping. But then I literally couldn't.
I like the way you guys picked up the punk, punk, punk thing. I didn't know where you guys would take that.
Yeah, I didn't know where you were going with it.
Nowhere. just
nowhere.
Noise.
And that's sort of just what we do. We're not going anywhere. We're just here to see it through.
That book's yeah. only 150 pages.
It's not that long.
It's a very short crazy. Book.
Yeah. Or maybe like 200, I don't know, something.
What is the moral of the story?
Well, it's just, it's baby's first dystopia. It encourages readers to like question authority and make actual human connections.
You know what's interesting? Is the amount of books about, wait, what was the sentence you just said?
Question authority.
So there's
earlier today, didn't you say you had bad memory?
Okay, wait. So,
that's the most extreme case of it I've ever seen.
So, but we read so many books in middle school and high school about questioning authority, but like school exclusively wants you to respect authority and trains people to be like zombies in society. So it's like they're giving you the literature
to
think
mixed
freely,
messages.
But yeah. then they're like, you have to ask to go to the bathroom. You have to ask to do this. You can't wear what you want to. You have to blah, blah, blah. It's pretty interesting. At least for me, I went to Catholic school, so it was very
no,
like,
definitely. Like follow yeah. the rules, listen to your elders and your superiors.
I once had a teacher who was like, she was older and she was very respected and pretty strict, like very strict. And she would like get in a fuss about like, you have to contribute to society. Do mm-hmm. you? Do you have to? Is that like, do you guys feel like you have a responsibility to? Because I don't necessarily feel
like
that
you
way.
Could just probably get on a little farm and live your own life and make very little impact in the world.
Yeah,
and just
yeah.
live by yourself. And
I don't think you really have to make.
Yeah. Well, isn't that contributing to society?
I guess so.
Having a farm. Because as long as you know,
it's just enough for you.
But if it's just enough for you,
but if you're
really,
like all alone, what if
you're
you
really
have, like,
not
a,
doing anything?
Some people who you live with,
like
a
if you do selfish work or something,
is you just paying, like buying something at the store, contributing? Because then it's like contributes. Well, I did. I just went to Walmart and I bought an iPad.
I can't remember. It was too long ago to remember what the like what she was in a fuss about. But it was something like her being upset that I don't know that some person was not. Contributing
or like threw their life away or something.
I think people just like kind of deciding opinion. They don't want to participate in capitalism and don't want to participate in like getting a corporate job or getting a whatever and like going through the rat race. And she was yeah. just saying like, you have to, that's what you do.
You gotta
But I feel like our generation is more like,
there's some jobs that, especially in corporate world, that are not, that are way less contributing to society than like
definitely
other smaller, lower paying jobs and stuff.
And there's a difference between not contributing to society and being a detriment to society.
Yeah, like which,
Anywho. What's your guys' favorite memory?
That's super hard. Did you guys have a happy memory that you go to like more frequently than not?
Yeah.
Oh,
what's yours?
I don't know.
I can't talk about it.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, just would be like, no, it's too personal.
It's too personal.
We all go, I have one.
Well, now I'm trying to think. Now I'm on the spot and I'm trying to think of a memory.
I know one of mine is the beach in Los Angeles.
Yes, that was yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
There, we had it was basically just a beautiful night out on a Los Angeles beach, and it was like very memorable. And I go there sometimes when I meditate. It makes me happy. Yeah.
I don't know.
I go to my grandparents' old house in Hershey.
Oh,
cute. I need to like explore like a different place in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I guess things people are doing. They're going to memories in the past.
You should try it.
I don't ever go to them. I think of them sometimes. That was fun.
This guy's never reminisced.
Reminisced, but like, what do you mean go there?
Well,
we
like,
try to imagine
like
walking through it.
Oh,
but yeah, you should walk through a memory. It's pretty cool.
Do it right
like
now.
I've read the memories. Each time you remember them, they change and they get that and they
because you remember the last time you remembered it.
Yeah, so like,
but you're also not like, if the more it's kind of like if you write down your dream, you remember more. It like keeps coming back to you. The more you think about a memory in detail, the more it's going to come back to you. Because right, you think of a memory, you have like the baseline of the memory. If you think about it for longer and more focused, more will come to you. Like, at least in my case.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because it's all there stored.
It's there. And you might get facts wrong. Our minds are pretty malleable and like might make up stuff. But if it's still a nice memory, it's still a nice memory. Anyway.
Recap.
According to you guys, Jonas was chosen initially to be a plumber and then the giver and then the receiver. He learned to look both ways at the terror on the roller coaster track and about Ariana Grande's more litigious side. He learned to appreciate his mobility when he faced knee capitation during football practice featuring Jack Reacher. And always to shop ahead of time when that Black Friday sale went horribly wrong. The straw that broke the camel's back was Pleasure City winning the Battle of the Bands. It led to Jonas and Gabriel escaping the compound. Gabriel was able to help Jonas escape by giving baby memories to oncoming security guards. And they all culminated with the house outside of the community about the Plonk Factory. And that was the giver.
Awesome. Yeah, I feel like I read it.
Sure was.
Nice. Yeah. I hope that helped all the people who have to do a giver book report.
I don't understand what you guys are talking about in the comments where you're like, oh, this is great because I needed to study for my thing.
Yeah.
You should also study like Spark Notes or something.
You should read the book.
This doesn't feel...
probably detracts from like what you... because you probably can like conflate the two.
Yeah.
If there's any like essays... or like exams that you include information from We Didn't Read It instead of the actual book, send it to us.
Send it to us or incite us because we deserve the recognition.
Bibliography.
We would like to be in the bibliography.
Jonas was on a roller coaster, watched someone died as one of the memories in your thing and then send us a picture of it.
So it feels very, that could happen.
Try to get one of your English teachers to play this as like a fun.
Well, we make a lot of jokes that I don't know if they could play it, but I feel like you could show like clips.
If you're in high school.
A cool teacher. Yeah.
Is your teacher cool? Send them a
link
to our
is your teacher cool? Because then they'll like this.
Are you watching this video in class? Your teacher is cool.
Shout out to Miss Harmon Burba. Maybe one of them. Miss Harninger. Miss Harninger.
What's everybody's English teacher's name? Is that wrong to say your... No, you shouldn't say your English teacher's name.
Honestly, I forgot all my teachers. I don't know their names.
Really? You don't have like standouts?
Mr. Adams, but that's because his name was Adams.
Mm. That'd be a fun game to play. How many of your old English teachers can you name?
I think I can name a lot.
I can name a lot, but I don't want to try.
Yeah, I feel like we should. We're doxing them.
I genuinely forgot.
We'll play this later. We're going to play it off camera.
All right, well, guys, thank you so much for listening or watching We Didn't Read It, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, follow us. We Didn't Read It. Instagram, TikTok. And if you're listening on Spotify, subscribe on YouTube, American High Shorts. We
put the video on YouTube.
Yeah, there's some good physical gags that you're missing over here.
Yep.
Which may be an oversight on our but there were a few times where I wanted to jump in and be like, if you're listening on audio, you should really watch this part. but yeah, anyway.
That's a good point.
No, just like because it's funny. What was the thing you did where you were like, oh, he's, hi, never mind. You can just watch it.
This is the part where we describe physical things.
Yeah.
Shut up. Okay. I guess we're going to go.
All right, guys. Well, see you later.
Bye.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.